It's 13 minutes after the hour 4. Radio Veritas 576 AM is where you're at. It's that station that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. And that was Dr. Tumi with Nothing Without You. A track that speaks very deeply to a lot of people, and especially at this time in the country where we are having a lot of anxiety and a lot of uncertainty. We are actually saying to God, we are nothing without you, and God intervened. Dr. Charles, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Father Brian.
How have you been? It's been a while, hey?
Yeah, it's been too long, eh?
We miss you when you don't come, hey? But you haven't missed any session this year. You haven't, right?
I haven't missed any.
Any of your appointments, your commitments. You've been here since...
I'm a good boy, hey, Father?
You've been brought up well. You've been a good brother. So, how has your week been?
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. Just busy. Okay. Lots of prayers, counseling, messages, publishing a lot of the messages. Yeah. Mm.
What was your reaction and what's your response to what has been going on in the country since last week, Thursday?
Look, it's there's actually been four messages about South Africa recently.
No way.
And the Holy Trinity and Mother Mary are concerned. They've given us three prayers to pray for this country. Mm-hmm. That's on our website. There was a message about, this was before this, even the parliamentary raucous from Mother Mary about there's a plot within the government and we need to pray because there's some people that are trying to wreak havoc. Then there was another message about xenophobia and a prayer to stop xenophobia. And then another one about potential something bad that could happen if we don't pray.
No.
Which is, this is not the, what's happened now, but in terms of, I can read the prayer to you. I think you'll be able to understand what it's about.
My no is not to the message, but my no is. So we've already, as we experience this, in a way, we'd already got messages around this to say, if we do not become fervent in prayer, and if we don't pray about our country and our leaders and all that, we might have a cloud over our head.
Yes. So the prayers have been coming, which over the last, since 2009, when the messages came, there hasn't been much on South Africa. But just now, it's...
Yes.
So we really need to get into prayer. Mm-hmm. We really do. Mm-hmm. It's like, I've tried to tell all my friends, I've sent the message.
Yes.
And there's something potentially quite hectic that could happen in this country.
Yes.
I say could happen.
Yes, no, I understand.
Jesus says his hand will stop it if we pray.
Okay. Something potentially hectic could happen, but Jesus could stop it if we pray.
He needs our prayers. He wants a multitude of prayers.
Right. So it's a call to prayer.
It's a partnership with God. Hey,
it's a call to prayer.
And I think, you know, even what's that gentleman's name who's calling this big prayer rally? Angus?
The bishop? No, Father Tony. No,
he's not a Catholic.
Oh, okay. All right.
But he calls the, he's a good man, you know. He even does the Apostles' Creed.
Okay.
And doesn't change it. And he's, I think he's also received message to do a prayer rally as well.
Okay.
He gets millions of people, lots of people there to pray. So this country needs to turn to prayer. And we all need to unite together. Doesn't matter who we are, what religion we are, just let's pray because we're in trouble.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that further, and I don't want us to dwell on that. You and I today are going to be talking about dreams.
Yes.
You know? And when one goes back into biblical scripture, into biblical writings, one sees that dreams play a very significant part. And dreams are not just dreams. Dreams were God's way of communicating. Dreams were God's way of even healing people. And I thought today, let's spend a little bit of time before we also say talk about Holy Week. But I thought, let's talk about dreams, their significance. How do we catch them? How can we make the most out of it? I'm a big fan of dreams. I keep a dream journal, by the way. And I often find that they are so rich in messages. They are so rich even in the power that they have. So let's talk about that. Tell me, you smiling. Okay. And
so look, we're going to go. It's a good topic, actually, because the Lord's taught me a few lessons there as well. The first thing, there's two types of dreams. The one is inspired by God and the other one from the devil. Okay, so that's and the so obviously through God, obviously you will know when it's God talking to you, as in the messengers in the Bible, and that there's peace, there's love, there's no confusion, there's it's obvious it's God, you know, and it's a message from Him. And then the other one is the evil one coming to tempt, which is a big one. He obviously leads us astray in our dreams. You know, people say we're sinning in dreams and you don't have control, but I'll get onto that how you can. So, and to lead you astray. He either comes to scare you, you know, all the nightmares people have and all that. He comes to tempt. He comes to confuse. And he, yeah, those are basically three strategies. And I've had experiences in all of them.
Let's repeat that. Where the devil comes to tempt.
Yes.
The devil comes to confuse.
To confuse.
And he also
comes to scare.
To scare. Gee.
Yeah.
To confuse, tempt, and scare.
That's right. But that's his normal strategy on earth as well.
Confuse, scare,
and tempt.
And tempt. Now, so, I would like to take us back to where we started. There are two types of dreams. Those that come from the good, from that
from
which
God.
Is holy. And there are those, on the other hand, that come from the devil, from the evil one.
Yes.
So clearly there is still this constant battle, even in our unconsciousness and 100%. in our sleep. There is still that unrest. There is still that
spiritual
warfare. We can't escape from this warfare.
That's right. Yes. and you know, I even...
There is no rest then.
No, there's no rest. There is rest. There's rest in Jesus.
Okay.
You see, so I recently I had stuff was happening in my dreams and I wasn't having control of it. So I asked Jesus, like in prayer.
Yes.
Am I sinning in my dreams? Because I'm not feeling good.
As you
going
up.
To communion.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, there is sometimes you don't have control.
Yeah.
And he came in a dream, and
so
it was very clear.
So we can sin in our
yes,
dreams.
Yes, he came in the dream, and he explained to me that you can. Yes, you do sin in your dreams.
Oh no!
So then I got led to a message from Alan Ames, Jesus through Alan Ames. You know the visionary in Australia. He works in the church under the church as well, the bishop.
Yeah.
And Saint Matthew came to Jesus. This was when Jesus was on earth, and he said, Lord, am I sinning in my dreams? Because I sometimes get these temptations. And Jesus said, yes. He says that's when the evil one can't get you on the earthly realm, he will try and get you in the dreams. He says, if you give in to the temptation, you are sinning. But if not, then... So then, obviously, I thought, hang on a second, let me... okay, I'm sinning, so let me take it to confession. because... It was bothering me that halfway through it, I realized that I'm in I'm sinning. You know, in the beginning, you got the wool pulled over your eyes, you know, in the dream. So then I thought, no, let me take it to confession. So I started doing that. And it took about three sessions, you know, because it was something I never confessed before.
Yes.
And ever since then, he's lost complete, he cannot do anything to me in the dreams. I rebuke him. I know when he's coming. And it's easy. It's like in the earthly realm. So, and before that, there was a level of bondage in terms of he can, he's got that, you know what I mean? But now you see his tricks. Now I see his tricks in the dreams.
Exactly. Now, I'd like us to go back to the dreams. We're still at the beginning. Now, what role do colors play in dream? Certain colors?
Look, I don't know. To me, it's
And even features, because sometimes, for example, within the African culture, if you dream, say, of snakes, that's a very strong message. It could be...
It's witchcraft.
Sometimes it could be a bad thing, a very bad thing that is coming your way. Or sometimes, it's not always bad, sometimes it could be... your ancestors or your forefathers who have gone before you who are trying to either come back or to... There is something around that. So I'm just giving you
Let's answer symbols. That one.
Yes. So, for example,
okay,
symbols in dreams, because that's where the meaning to dream, to dreams comes out of. Because a dream without us interpreting it is just nothing. It's just it was like watching a movie.
Okay. Let's take the ancestors coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we've had people, they come to us and there's bondage in terms of witchcraft and stuff that they've been involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Very often when you're dreaming of snakes and that, mm-hmm. you're typically a victim of witchcraft. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's the one thing. Then the other one, ancestors coming, it's mm-hmm. usually, it depends, because mm-hmm. the devil can come disguised as anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He came disguised as Jesus to me once.
Oof, okay. He wears a camouflage.
He came as Jesus.
Mm.
It was vivid, and he was sitting there on a field, and there was like crackers, and you know, it was that time of the Halloween rubbish celebrations, and Jesus, well, this was the devil, but he was acting as Jesus. He said, look there, there's the devil. You know, you must just leave him alone, because he's one of my creations, and I actually, you know, I still love him. You know, just let him do his thing, you know. And then it was a very like vivid dream, and then I woke up and I thought, "What is this? Do I need to love the devil because this?" And then it just, the Holy Spirit showed me clearly this. He came, you know, mm-hmm. it was a deception.
Mm. Yes, because the devil does wear a camouflage. That's 100%. He wears a camouflage, and people think it's very easy to recognize him because it's very hard unless you've got that spirit.
No, he's disguised.
Yes, he's always disguised.
Unless
got that spirit.
Unless you're
so attuned to the spirit in you, then
through confession and holy mass.
Exactly. Yes, and pray. And deep prayer. Plus being rooted in scripture.
100%.
Then when the devil passes or sort of knocks around or comes within the vicinity, your radar or your GPS or whatever we call it will sort of pick him up.
That's right.
It'll react.
When you react to him in the dream,
mm-hmm.
he responds how he would on earth. He'll run away. Okay, so if you call Jesus,
he's a coward then.
He's scared.
But then why does he sort of come dressed like Mr. Superman? Not dressed, but manifest himself like Mr. Superman, who... It's because when he attacks us, he normally leaves us lying on the ground. I see the times that we've all, when you look back to the times that you've been attacked spiritually and whatever level you might be attacked by the devil, he leaves you lying down and you think he's trying to give you the impression that he's won.
No, look, there's different ways he's going to come. Because mm-hmm. this was one where he came to confuse me.
Because
mm-hmm. if he can get me confused... And to get off his case or whatever, and you know what I mean. Then he's won. So another mm. time, the other times he'll come to scare.
Mm.
Okay. So when I was starting my journey with God,
mm.
There was a whole scene and guys were getting killed. It was quite hectic. It was in a bit of a war environment, mm. and there was this dog going. And I wanted to walk in to help because mm. I was feeling that love. Mm. If you know what I'm saying. And then he turned. This was a wolf. He turned on me, but it was him. And I could see that hatred, and it was quite intense. And then I sort of went back off. Backed off, and then I woke up. And I thought, phew. And then I just prayed, called St. Michael and everything. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So that was the first. Then the other times he's come was to tempt.
Mm.
Okay? Mm. But his timing is impeccable.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you've had an argument with your wife
or your boss at work, you've had a drink, or this, that's right.
Then mm-hmm. he will come to carry it through the temptation. So let's say the obvious one with married couples is he'll come to tempt you lustfully.
Mm.
Okay. And then he comes, and but the timing is impeccable.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And then you know it's him.
Mm.
And then he'll often put a similar dream in your partner.
Mm.
You see, he's trying to break up marriages, for example. And then the one day he came, and I'm just going to be frank. He came disguised as a naked woman. Okay, so what I did, I didn't know what to do, So I looked her in the eyes and I just said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus loves you. You know what happened? It turned into a demon and I woke up and I felt the presence. I
Let's
promise
take
you,
a break.
It's real.
Let's take a break. It's 20 minutes after the, 28 minutes after the hour. Radio Veritas 576 AM is where you're at. And I'm joined in studio by Dr. Charles Prichard. And today we're talking about dreams and we're just getting into the nitty-gritties of dreams and how sometimes dreams are not only from God, but dreams sometimes stem from the evil one. In case you've just tuned in, where have you been?